and embrace the genius of the end, you can be relationship driven, which you should be, at the same time results driven, which you should also be. And both are important, results and relationships, productivity and people. Talk about parenting. I mean, if you want to learn about leadership, become a parent of a teenager. So those of you who have teenagers for children, I said this before, my sympathies. But at the same time, there is life after teenagers. I mean, exhibit A, your facilitator. My youngest child is 25 years old. I can't believe it. And I've survived four teenagers. In teenage parenting, it's desired behavior. This is what I want you to be. And personal or relational intimacy. I can only stress goals and behavior for my children, but at the expense of my personal relationship with them. And some parents go, I'd rather go for personal intimacy with my children, even if I cannot stress the behavior I want to stress. So again, parents fall under the tyranny of the or, which we should not fall under the tyranny of the or. I fell under the tyranny of the or because what I'm teaching you, no one taught me. I learned about parenting when I had no more teenagers. So that's really crappy. But anyway, so if you've ever struggled leading one-on-one and you wonder why you cannot get the kind of motivation or results from the people you are leading, even discipling, this is that seminar for you. Too many organizations, leadership is important, but the way you lead or your leadership style or your supervision style will determine whether your leadership will produce sustainable results. Okay? Anyone can get results, but is it sustainable? Will the organization wither away and die, even though they achieve results? On the other hand, you can develop people, which is important. But can the organization produce results? Sometimes it's a great environment, but there are no results. That is not sustainable. Okay? Too many organizations are languishing in mediocrity because of country club leadership, or fatigue because of tyrannical leadership. Either extreme is not acceptable, and those extremes are due to the style of their leaders. The goals of the workshop, to gain an understanding of the importance of effective leadership styles in achieving sustainable results. The key word is sustainable. Okay? The key word is sustainable. Anyone can lead or influence people to achieve certain results. The question is whether these results or the enthusiasm and energies of people can be sustained. I want you to learn how to use the situational supervision framework, which we will discuss later. I want to help you discover your dominant leadership style. Everyone has a dominant leadership style. And I want you to learn how excellent leaders behave and how you can develop these behaviors. Okay, quick self-appraisal. The results of this appraisal you should cover. Okay? I want you, in your workbook, there are four words. Rate yourself. Which word best describes your typical or dominant leadership style? And circle only one of the leadership styles below. You have no choice but those four words. And circle only one, but cover the answer. And circle only one, don't show your neighbor the answer. I'll tell you why, okay? You have 30 seconds, go. Time's up. Okay, now cover that. Just cover that answer. I then want us to do a group appraisal, okay? I need the posters. I will give you a poster. You wear it like a backpack. Be careful so that hindi matanggal yung tali. Okay? The printed portion should be showing outside. Okay? So suot mo yan. What it is we will go around. I will give you 5 minutes. You will go around. You will be given yellow stickers. You will go around to as many people as you can go to, and knowing them, start with people you know. After finishing with people you know, you don't have a lot of time, go with people you don't know and just guess. The issue is, what do you think is my leadership style? Will you put a yellow sticker on the appropriate box? So, yes.
Sorry, what is selling?
Selling, you're selling.
Yourself?
No, the idea. Telling is, this is how you should do it. Selling is, hey, this is how you should do it. Okay? What's the other one?
Delegating.
Okay, alam mo yung delegating. Okay? Participating, I invite you. How do you think we should do it? Okay, so what is your dominant leadership style? Be careful para hindi matanggal yung ano, and yeah, yung rope. Okay, so once you've worn your posters, okay, make sure the, as everyone has stickers, everyone has yellow stickers. Okay, I want you all to stand up and go around. I'll give you 3 minutes initially. Do not overthink. Okay, ready, go. Time's up. Okay, that's it. Back to your seats. Time's up. You can now remove your poster and tally your votes. Tally your votes. To come up with your dominant leadership style on the perception of others. Okay? Your dominant leadership style as perceived by others. You can now show your other results. You don't have to cover the personal results. Okay, 1 minute. You have 1 minute. Tally your results. Go. Wow. Wow, very definite. Okay, interesting. Tally it, number. It's okay na. Kung tay, just indicate tay. Okay, we'll process it, okay? Okay. How many of you have a dominant style, clearly dominant style? Raise your hand. Majority vote. Okay, and compare it, well, all of you. How many of you have ties? Ties, 1, 2, 3, okay, you tied in telling and delegating. Wow, that's extreme, huh? Jenny? 3, okay?
Participating and selling.
Okay, well, you decide what the perception is. Now, what I want you to do is to compare the majority perception with your own rating. Compare the majority perception with your own rating. For example, anong self-rating mo? Okay, so, for example, you have rated yourself as participating, but in Mimi's case, only one of you said she's a participating. She's a teller and a delegator. All right? So, okay, now, how many of you rated yourself the same way as the other majority perception? Wow. Okay, give me an example. Anong self-rating mo?
Telling,
majority telling. What about you?
Delegating.
Majority delegating. Amazing.
Delegating. Participating.
Oh, okay. So, those of you who were rated the same as others, rated you. That means your self-perception of your style and how others perceive you is the same, which is good. Those of you that made a difference, that I rated myself participating, but people are rating me as telling, what does that tell you? What does it tell you? There's a difference. Self-perception and the perception of others can differ. In fact, I'm surprised why so many of you, and I'm glad, so many of you are rated the same as how you rated yourself. That's pretty good. Typically, there is a dissonance. Okay? How I perceive my leadership style and how others perceive me is almost always different. You remember? Clockwise, yeah. Counterclockwise, the same thing, all right? So if you want, do this at home to your children. Okay, explain to them after the seminar, you'll understand what all of these styles are. And it'll be good to find out how you perceive yourself and how others perceive you. So that's a baseline, okay? That's a baseline. I wanted you to get a baseline of your leadership style as you perceive yourself and as others perceive you. Okay, let's continue. Basic principles on leadership style. Effective leadership style is not about the leader. Everyone say, not about me. It's about the follower and the organization's goals. If that's the only thing you take away from this workshop, I will be very happy. Okay? To me, it was my eyes popped out when I learned this. Leadership style is not about me. It's about the follower and the goals of the organization. My style has to be driven by the follower and the goals of the organization. How many leaders do you know, when you ask them, "Ba't ganun ang style mo?" They will tell you, "Eh, ganun ako eh." See, the world's typical view is, your style is you, and I have to be me. You know what? Jesus says, no, you don't have to be you. I want you to be like me. See, that's what Jesus says. The world says, no, ako yun eh. That's me. Sorry. Kanya po, maraming nagre-resign. Hindi sila magkasundo ng boss nila. Eh, paano? Ayaw mag-change. Eh? Because the perception of the world is, that's me. Now, by the way, the principles we're going to learn here are very biblical. That's why I like this concept. It's not about me. I said, wow. And I didn't know that. It's about the follower and the organization's goals. People at different levels of development require a variety of leadership styles. You cannot have a dictatorial leadership style on an 18-year-old. But you better have a dictatorial leadership style on a 2-year-old, you see. When your 2-year-old is about to put his or her finger in the electric socket, you don't say, honey, do you think that's a good idea? No, you just grab that hand and you become a tyrant. Are you with me? So different people at different levels require a different leadership style. Using your dominant leadership style in all situations leads to unsustainable results. Imagine, you have a telling leadership style when you're raising your 1 or 2 year old. He or she is now 16 and 17. Try doing a telling leadership style on your teenager. You know, parents grow up to be their best when they have teenagers. Or by the way, their worst. Okay? Parents grow up when they have teenagers because they realize, I need to change. Okay? I need to change. Learning when to use the appropriate style significantly improves your leadership effectiveness. That is the whole seminar. If I cut it right now and say, good day, have a good life, that's it. You would have learned everything I wanted you to learn, okay? But we'll get into more detail. First things first. Effective leadership styles thrive in the context of 5 strategic structures and processes. We took this up the last time, okay? Last time I said 5-star people management requires the installation of 5 structures and processes. It's exactly the same thing in leadership style. Unless these 5 structures and processes are in place, leadership style is irrelevant. I don't care what your style is. If the mission is not clear, which is the first structure, is the mission clear? And we are blessed in every nation in victory. Our mission is very clear. Honor God, make disciples. Okay. Number two, is there a compelling vision? Once again, every disciples, making disciples in every campus, in every nation, in our generation. That's an outstanding vision. It is so insane, it captures my imagination. The key about vision is it has to be slightly crazy. When you cast your vision, the reaction must be, Steve, are you crazy? Every campus, in every nation, in our generation? And Steve's response is, yeah, just a little bit. So without mission, purpose is not clear. Without vision, direction is not clear. But we are blessed in victory. Both of those structures are not only present, they are very compelling and very clear. Number three, expectations. Are there clear job descriptions? Last session we talked about the job description is a small mission. It's the mission broken down into small pieces. Okay? If you are to honor God and make disciples, and my job description is worship leader, then yeah, that job contributes to honoring God and making disciples. If I am a campus minister and I have this job description to take care of three campuses, yeah, that job contributes to honoring God and making disciples. It's a job description, it's the mission broken down into smaller pieces, into individual pieces. Kanya po, super important ang job description as you were sharing. And then standards, a performance appraisal system. This is also a structure. If there is no performance, if there's no job description, I mean, if people don't know what they're supposed to do, who cares what your leadership style is? You see, leadership style is irrelevant if there are no job descriptions. If there are no job descriptions, forget, don't worry about leadership style. Develop job descriptions. Okay? Ganun din sa performance appraisal system. If there's no performance appraisal system, there's no standards. People don't know what the standards are, meaning what's a good job in victory? What's a poor job? What are the standards? And you develop the standards through a performance appraisal system. And those of you who were not here last session, just get a copy of the workbook and you'll understand what I'm saying. I can't go into as much detail here, no? And of course, career direction. Are there career paths and are people aware of them? These five structures and processes must be present if you want to become a good people manager, and if you want to worry about leadership style. Kung wala po itong, if more than one of these are not present, then don't worry about leadership style. Worry about developing, making sure the process or structure exists. Okay? So if 80% of these structures are present, then yes. If all of them are present, then leadership style becomes relevant. And it becomes a factor. Okay, it becomes a factor. All right. If you are not the person developing the mission statement or vision statement, well, at least be aware of it, and make your people aware of it. I mean, ask your people, the people you supervise, are you aware of Victory mission? Are you aware of the vision? Well, you must be aware of it. And the people you work with, they should be aware of it. I don't care if they're volunteers. They, kanya nga eh, kailangan, lalo na sila maging aware, no? So you don't have to be the one to make the mission statement or vision statement. Just be aware of it and cascade it downwards to your people. If there are no job descriptions, you could call HR. If HR does not have a job description, sit down and do one. And I gave you a format last time. In my opinion, that's job number one in Victory. There are too many jobs without job descriptions. I'm hearing from various groups. And I drafted one actually for campus ministry. If there's no performance appraisal system, well, develop one for your department or your team. And I gave you a, again, call HR first. Why reinvent the wheel? But develop one. Make sure people are appraised, okay? Once a year. If I'm a volunteer, I would love to hear from whoever is supervising me how I did. Did I do okay? Or did I just show up and occupy space? And spend merienda money, I need feedback. Okay, let's go. Effective leadership styles are driven by the interplay of two factors: the need to get things done, and what? The need to develop people. Okay. Again, the need to get things done. Okay, you have to get things done, but at the same time, you have to worry about people. Okay. So I'm going to ask you to do a very quick breakout group exercise. Let me see. 1, 2, 3. Ganito. How about I need about these two desks is one group. These two is another group. These two is another group. Sumama ka na dyan. And then, ang laki nun, ano? Hindi ganito. Sumama ka na lang doon sa tatlo. Mm-hmm. Then, those two tables as one group, all right? So that's your group. I want you, and you don't have much time, as always in our seminars, you don't have time. I want you to discuss in your group, can a manager be effective long-term if he or she is focused on getting things done but not developing people? Why? Or developing people but sacrificing results? Why? Okay? Very obvious, very easy questions, but I just want you to discuss it with your team and get a team answer, okay? I will give you 2 minutes. Ready? Just turn around. Okay, time's up. Will you face back to the front, please? What are your group's answers to the first question? No? Answer no? First question? Yes or no?
No. Perhaps?
Okay. We have a no. What about you? No? Okay, what about you guys? No? No. Okay, so I want to hear from perhaps. Oh, by the way, what's the reason for no? Give me a reason for no. Okay, burn people out. All right, good. Is that shared by everybody?
Yeah.
All right, perhaps. Mike.
Actually, I gave the answer of getting things done but not developing people. Because I used to work in a very cutthroat industry. And then their only concern is the result that they've been getting.
But we're talking long term. If you ask,
yeah.
Okay, long term, yeah.
Kind of last long term. Kasi, yun nga,
I mean, 20 years. Not 2 years. 2 years is not long term. That's short term.
Yeah, I think kasi the industry, I think it's the same pa rin. Talking outside, kaya sinabi na parang no. Kasi if you're not...
So the answer is no, not perhaps.
No ako, kasi tapos siya, nag-no kami.
I want to hear from perhaps.
Okay, it's perhaps because what he was saying is there are times, okay, na there are certain industries. So what they do is they leave the developing to the people themselves. So what happens is if you don't perform, then they'll just hire. They will continue to hire people because there's abundant supply of people who may be more skilled than that. So parang they don't care about about relationship as long as you deliver results. So why we think that most will not work in the long run, depending on the culture. Pero some companies, like for example in the engineering field, perhaps they can survive. But that's what they do. They would keep on hiring people.
Okay. Statistics show that no company survives if they don't develop their people. Absolutely not one. In the long run, okay? Either the stock price goes down because they can't retain good talent, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What's the answer to the second question? developing people but sacrificing results. Can a manager be effective long term if he or she is focused on developing people but sacrificing results? What's the answer? Your group? No? This group? No? That group? No? That group? Yes? This group? Yes. Okay, I want to hear from yes. Can you survive long term when you focus on developing people but you sacrifice results? Why?
Well, our answer is yes, because we're thinking long term, right? In leading people or supervising them, first you focus on developing the team. And while you develop the team, there will be times that somehow you really sacrifice results because your team are learning. But then if you are able to successfully develop them, then long term, you can, well, we believe that you can get excellent results.
Okay. What about you guys? Yeah, Mike?
Yes, because at first, yes, yung leader muna will sacrifice in the first place because he will be the one who will parang go the extra mile to achieve the results. And pero somehow kasi
no, but the results are not achieved. See, that's the question. Can you survive long term if you focus on developing people but you sacrifice results?
Yes, since long term naman, at first parang you will develop these people. Biglang na ako to joke. I understand na parang sabi, effective leadership is about the follower and the organization goes. Pero at first parang you will focus first dun sa mga follower because these are the people who will, in the long run, in the long term, parang who will help you achieve the organization's goals.
I have a question.
Yeah.
The premise of the question is the sacrificing of results is also long term, right? It doesn't say you that
yeah.
if you develop people, yeah. the results will get better.
Yeah.
We're saying.
That's what we're saying.
That's why the premise of the question
na,
is...
Ang focus mo, basta my people are
so
happy, they're well-trained.
We're going to have a party every day, but no one's going to have manufacturing.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line, diba? Because you're sacrificing results.
Yeah.
Because you're making people happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's why we said no.
Okay.
There's boundaries.
All right. Kristen.
I have a question. I guess a dilemma for a first... of a new leader in a new organization. A new leader comes in. Of course, there are sets of expectations with that leader, so results. But on the other hand, you see your people are not that equipped, so you have to develop them. But developing people will take time. So my question is, how will you manage to, you know, get things done and be able to develop people, you know, at a given time?
Very good. That's why we have this seminar. That is the question. How on earth do I do it? How can I develop people and still get results today? You see, that's the question. The answer, what would ultimately happen if a manager focused on results but ignored the development of their people? You said, well, they'll burn out, people will leave, and eventually results will not be achieved because you... wala ka nang ginawa kundi mag-orient ng bagong empleyado. All right. What would happen in the end if a manager focused on developing people but ignored the achievement of results? I'll tell you the answer. You get fired. Okay? You lose your job. Okay? Very simple. Conclusion. Leadership styles achieve sustainable results if they balance the immediate need to get things done with a long-term need to develop people. You just have to balance it. That's why you're a manager. That's why you're a leader. The pain is, how on earth do I do it? The answer is situational leadership or situational supervision, which I'm about to give you a framework. Situational leadership is a concept developed by Dr. Paul Hersey and Ken Blanchard. Paul Hersey wrote Situational Leadership, and Ken Blanchard, the famous, among others, the One-Minute Manager. Okay, they collaborated on this concept to produce the following. On the vertical axis is relationship behavior. Okay? On the horizontal axis is task behavior or directive, being directive. Okay? Relationship behavior, you focus on the people. Task behavior, you focus on results. So those two factors, they developed a grid, which produces a model, which you have in front of you. Okay, we're going to talk about that in detail, but first, talk about task behavior versus relationship behavior. Task behavior, read it with me, is telling an individual exactly what, where, when, and how to do a task. Relationship behavior, having two-way communication, listening, supporting, facilitating, and giving psychological strokes. Okay? So let me give you the two kinds of behavior. First, task behavior or directive behavior. This is not in your manual. The benefits is work is done on time. You crack the whip. Effective with people who don't manage time well. Effective with people who are new. Effective with people who are fresh graduates. First job, walang alam. So you become very directive. How? That's the benefit. The extreme, however, is you become autocratic or dictatorial. And you sacrifice people's well-being. I worked for many dictators in my career. And yeah, they didn't care about me. They cared about where is it? Where's the report? Where's the thing? Blah, blah, blah. Under the directive behavior, the assumption about people is this. People are just a means to an end. Their needs are secondary to the achievement of the organization's or business goals. That's the extreme. Okay? Gagamitin mo yung tao. Kasi they are a means to an end. So the benefits, you get things done. The extreme, you become a tyrant. The assumption about people is they're just a means. They are to be used. Okay? The work environment that this produces, if this is all you do, if you're always directive, is people are, the work environment is described as having strict rules, policies, and procedures. Punishment is viewed as the best way to motivate people. Yan ang talk about Adolf Hitler, talk about Saddam Hussein, all of the dictators. Ganon ang dating ng grupo nila. Relationship behavior, on the other hand, or supportive or developmental behavior, the benefits, everyone wants to be part of the team. Team members are productive. They take risks because of the supportive leader. Okay? So, ay, dyan ako. Sasama ako dyan kasi I like this group kasi okay yung leader eh. Kanya, and people are comfortable making mistakes because the leader, sasaluhin tayo. Yun ang benefit. The extreme, however, is we call it the country club environment. The team development assumes higher priority than work or goals. Yun ang extreme. Na the team's development, the team's benefit, people's feelings assume a higher priority than the goals of the organization. Okay? So benefits, extreme. Assumptions about people is this. If people are happy and secure, they will work hard. Okay? If people are happy and secure, they will work hard. The work environment, relaxed and fun. But work output suffers due to lack of direction and control. Now, the problem with what I've just told you is there is an element of truth in everything. There is an element of truth in everything. But if you take just one aspect, you get into trouble. Whether you become directive or relational, I should say relational or directive, lahat ng sinabi ko sa inyo, may katotohanan yun eh. Kaya lang, pag nag-focus ka lang dun sa isang aspect, patay ka. Pupunta ka sa extreme. And you don't want that. So the situational supervision model balances those two factors. Okay? Kanya, it is the genius of the concept. The interplay of these two factors produces a grid with four quadrants that describe four situational leadership or supervisory styles. Let's take them one by one, okay? I want you to go to the quadrant with this bell-shaped curve, okay? What is on the vertical axis? Will you read it for me? Just to find out if you're... Orly, will you read that for me? Vertical axis, what are the words? And what is on the horizontal axis, Jenny? Horizontal axis? Yep. Directive, okay, good. So because of that, it produces a grid where on the bottom right, what does it say, Lou? Bottom right grid. Yeah. Kasi may high-low, no? Sa vertical axis, low is at the bottom, high is on top. On the horizontal axis, low is on the left as high on the right. So it produces a grid. High task, low relationship. Okay? Tapos, sa pangalawa, S1 is style 1. Okay? You tell. Okay? When you tell, you're all task and you don't really care about feelings. Oh, ganito gawin mo, ha? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay? Opo. Oh, yun, telling. Style 1. Style 2, you sell. High task, high relationship. Oh, Tristan, ganito, ha? Itong goal. Okay? Kuha mo? Okay. Ganito, sa tingin ko, ganito dapat atakihin yung goal na yan. So, I'm selling to him. I'm not asking for Tristan's opinion. Okay? I'm telling him, I want you to do it this way. Okay? So, I'm gonna sell it to him. Okay? High task, high relationship. I care for him. That's why I'm not dictating to him. I am selling the idea to him. Okay? Good. That's selling. S2. S3 is participating. High relationship, low task. Harold, we have a problem. What do you think we should do? I know you have experience in these kinds of situations. What do you think we should do? So high relationship. I'm not telling him what to do. I'm asking him his opinion. I'm having him participate. Right? So that's participating. S3. S4 is delegating. Low relationship, low task. Marian. I'm not going to even ask you how she is. I'm not going to be in tell her what to do because I delegate. Marian, bahala ka na. Okay? So, those are the four styles. Yes. You're getting ahead of me. Don't get ahead of the teacher. Okay? So, one concept at a time. All right. I like this class. I like this class. All right. One concept at a time. Any questions? Any questions? Okay. The point is this: there are four leadership styles. Okay. The question is, which style is yours? And then you should vary your style according to certain situations, which we will discuss in the next session. Coffee break, 10 minutes.